This is the precarious place. You folks have come to the precarious place. See, better to be a pagan with no interest and the possibility of being reached than to be a casual, almost believer, learning the menu and memorizing the timetable, but never eating the food and never taking the journey. Be careful. Be careful. To listen to the gospel while remaining destitute of faith is to fall short of God's promised rest. The parable of the sower, what was the issue? The issue was not the problem, not a problem with the seed. The issue was a problem with the soil. All the people had the same seed sown. The issue was the soil. Hard hearts, acidity, alkalinity, anger, bitterness, resentment, jealousy, disappointment, self-pity, all of these things fouling up the soil so that when the seed of the word is sown, it means nothing. That's why you can't listen to the word of God preached with a bitter heart. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you say. And the reason I can say that with such confidence is because the Bible says it with clarity, and I know it because I've lived it. So until we come to the point where our hearts are broken and our knees are collapsed and we are before God with a genuine desire to hear His voice, then you can sit for a month of Sundays and it doesn't mean a rap. And that's why people can end services and then service ends and they go, hey, what are you doing next? What do you want to do now? Hey, let's go. Will there ever be a time in your life where you want to crawl out on your hands and knees? There ever be a time where you want to say, hey, don't speak to me. I've been listening to the word of God with a hard heart for 7 months, and God has broken my heart this morning. I got to go walk and talk to God. If you feel that, go do it. Lest your soil is like the soil where the birds came and ate it before it could even get down. Let us be careful. That's what he's saying. This is not something to be trivialized or fiddled with. Don't do what they did, and that is a continuous rejection of God's written and spoken word of God. Combining it with faith. What does it mean to combine it with faith? It means to believe it. It means to trust it. I don't know how to put it except to tell you what I do. Like when someone else is praying and I'm listening, I try and listen in such a way that when the person says, and this week our tongues were sharp, I'd say in my heart, say, God, that is true. My tongue was sharp this week. And get underneath it. And when the word is preached, say, that's for me. That's mine. Not so much write it in a sheet as God write it in my heart. Because I may never pass this way again. I may never hear your voice again. I may never have this truth conveyed to me again. Therefore, today, Lord, don't let me harden my heart. Make it mine today. Weak is the effort of my heart and cold my warmest thought. But when I see thee as thou art, I'll praise thee as I ought. I want to see you as you are. Because I know how weak and awful, horrible my heart is. That's what you got to do. That's how it happens. That's something different from listening to sermons. That's a different experience. Oh, very good this morning, Pastor. Yes, like that thing on the such and such. I don't give a flying rat's tail whether you liked it or not. But I have a compassionate, burning longing to see these congregations get serious about the Bible and about Jesus. Serious, like our lives and heaven depended upon it. That serious. So serious that we would be so careful lest we'd had a number strapped to our front, lest we'd been marked in the book, lest we began the marathon and within 6.5 miles we were dropouts. That serious.